It's the day of the third debate in Birmingham, and I'm catching up with Tom Watson, local MP. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Dom. How are you doing?
Good, cheers, mate. I could put on my Birmingham accent for you, mate. Should we do it in Brummo?
It's great to see the whole circus in town, isn't it? I've even made a journey in from West Bromwich for this.
Which, of course, isn't part of Birmingham, as we know.
Absolutely not, and don't make that mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Does that make me a yo-yo and you a yam-yam, is that right?
It could be said, yeah.
So how's it going in West Brom anyway?
It's going very well. I've enjoyed myself. Not reading any newspapers, which always helps, and talking to a lot of West Brom folk, and they seem generally pretty happy with the government, which is not what you read in the Sun and the Daily Mail, but there you go.
So what have you been doing out and about around West Brom?
We're doing three sessions a day on the doorstep, so visiting different wards, knocking on, beating up lots of tower blocks, locked a lot of terrace housing, and then in the afternoon we do a school going visit and talk to mums about what Labour have done with Sure Start, child tax credit, what's going to happen with nursery top-up fees, and then in the evening we take to the phones and talk to our supporters and voters on the phone. So, you know, classic campaigning, nothing too complex, lots of envelope stuffing as well, so having good fun. It's actually a light relief to be away from Westminster.
And as I say, all eyes are on Birmingham for the last debate with a week to go, so it's good for the city, I presume.
It's good for the region, actually, you know, and these, you know, there's no doubt about it, these debates have opened up the election to people in a way we nobody foresaw. The significance is really important. I hope tonight, because it's on the economy, that they can try and get a bit of a West Midlands feel to it. You know, I mean, we're renowned for our manufacturing base. Manufacturing was destroyed in the 80s, in the two Tory recessions of the 80s, and I'd like them to try and use that as a way of explaining why we're getting through this recession in a different way, you know. And there's things that have not come out in the debate that need to, really. The classic one for me is, why is unemployment not higher than everyone predicted? You know, and that's partly because employers and their representatives and trade unions have sort of have struck deals where they've done sort of pay freezes or flexible working. It's the great untold story of this economic downturn, and they should be respected and praised for that, I think.
What are you hearing on the doorstep in West Brom? What are the big things for the local residents?
Well, we've obviously got our local issues every constituency has. In mine, it's swimming pool and it's local schooling. It's a big investment programme in schools and the schools of the future. The big national issues that we see every day, immigration, the economy, jobs. Thankfully, I think we've got a positive message on all of those to give. So, it feels in an ironic and sort of slightly strange sort of way, given what the headlines are, it feels happier than it did in 2005 for me in West Brom. I know it was, you know, no seat is, no constituency is the same, but I'm really enjoying it, and people are very friendly and chatty, and you know, I'm picking up a lot about a lot of things in the community that I've not picked up on. So yeah, it's great.
And obviously, you're a big digital dude. Is there anything digital going on locally? Or?
Not a great deal of digital in my personal campaign.
Any of them following you on Twitter?
There's a few locals following me on Twitter now. Yeah, but I'm still Twittering. So I'm sort of firing in a few comments on the national campaign every so often, and actually a number of bit after the digital economy bill. My Twitter friends have been very helpful. In fact, Rich, if you get to listen to this, thanks for helping me design my digital pledges that I'm hoping is going to be delivered to as many constituents as we can next week. So yeah, Twitter's still going, and I'm enjoying the sort of peaks of, you know, when a politician makes a gaffe or the commentary on the debate. It's great fun. So although tonight I won't be commenting on the debate, because bizarrely I've got my own hustings that is running parallel to the national debate with the churches in West Bromwich. So we do it our way in the Black Country.
So how do you think Gordon's going to go? What would your advice to him be?
Well, keep your shape. Don't let the sort of madness of the media get to you today. I'm sure it's going to be hard for him. Stay determined. Stick to your core messages on the economy. He's done the right thing. Everyone knows that that's his towering strength. And don't get distracted by the others. I'm pretty certain the game plan for the other two leaders would be to muddy the waters and go directly for Gordon. They're going to try and goad him. for two reasons. Firstly, because they know that if they can take him off his stride when he's talking about the economy, they'll be undermining his message. But secondly, after the last 24 hours, they want to sort of psych him out a little bit. And there is a little bit of psychology to these debates, which is interesting to see on the telly. So, yeah, just you know, enjoy it. He knows he's got his strengths, and this should be his evening, hopefully.
Good luck, mate. Have a great night.
And you, chap, and you.